So we decided, what the heck, we'll do it here. But why in the world did I want to do a monster special? Well, growing up, as a, you know, I always enjoyed Frankenstein. I love Dracula. I love the mummy, all those monsters. I love scaring people. I love being scared. I think it started about the age of 5. I was an only child. And remember the, some of you may remember the cars back then. The American automobiles were these huge, giant things. We didn't have seat belts. There were no kid seats. I was an only kid in the back seat. These back seats were 8 feet wide. One big log bench. I could run back and forth on the bench. On the floor, the only thing in the way was a hump. You'd trip over the hump if you didn't see it. The back window, you could lay in the back window. I would do that. It was fantastic. And I would run around back there. And when my mother was driving, she wouldn't pay any attention to me. And my mother, still to this day, has a big, giant beehive hairdo. Pretty much Marge Simpson hair, but not the same color. You know what I'm saying? Looks like that. She also has these giant curlers that she uses, and she put them all over her hair. And I remember standing in the back seat, and I would look at her hair, this big giant beehive of hairdo all held together with Aquanet. And these big giant curlers would make these holes, would look like caves to me. I imagined they were a maze of caves in her hair like this. I remember standing back there staring at the hair, and then I looked over on the seat of the car, and oh, there's a little rubber plastic spider, a black spider. This is all true. I took that black spider and I put it right on the edge of one of the curls. Fantastic. Looked great. I'm sitting there looking at it and I thought, nah, that's not good enough. I found a pencil. I took the pencil. She's not paying attention. This is all true. Didn't know I was doing this. And I took that pencil and ever so gently pushed it back to the back of the curl, deep into the caves of curls. Gone. 4 days later. I am not kidding. 4 days later, my bedroom was right next to my parents' bathroom. My mother would comb out her hair about once a month. It was 4 days later, she's in the bathroom combing out her hair, the blood-curdling scream that came when that spider fell out onto her lap was worth the beating I took later that night. So as I grew up, I learned to appreciate all those monster things. And then when I had children, I taught my children that scaring and being scared was a great thing. My youngest daughter, Kenna, when she was a little kid, she was a master at scaring people. And when you're scared, there's one of two things that happens to you. You have one of two emotions usually, and it's usually fight or flight. And you don't know which one you're gonna do until you're actually really, really scared. And I'd never been really, really scared until my daughter started scaring me. This little twerp could jump out of nowhere in the middle of the darkness and blah, like, wah! And I wasn't a flight. I didn't scream like a girl and run away. I started punching. The worst was when I was upstairs in the master bathroom. I was cleaning a toilet. I had the plunger. I was plunging the toilet. I got finished. I was walking down the hall, middle of the night like this. She jumped out of nowhere. My first reaction was like, whoa! And she's like, hey, Dad, almost killed me with the plunger. Woo! She's laughing. That little kid would hide underneath my desk in my office. I had a desk that was fully enclosed. We'd sit underneath it. There was a little cave under there. She learned to hide under there. She would sit there patiently. That's what's so evil about it. She would wait for 10 minutes and then reach out and grab my legs and be like, "Grr-r-r-r-r." She eventually learned to take a pillow with her. She'd be like, ah, what the, oh. Ninth grade came along and I decided to do the same thing. This was the bicentennial year in our country, 1976. I was a patriotic lad, but I didn't want to dress like Uncle Sam. No, apparently I wanted to dress like a 4th of July picnic table cover. You know, the funniest thing to me about that photo is the fact that I have braces. Why is that funny? Well, the rest of my life I'm gonna be talking with my mouth shut, so what's the point? I know most of you look at these photos and thinking, this is the saddest human being we've ever met. Did you have any friends? Yes, I did. Here we are sitting in my bedroom one day. So now I had about 15 minutes in my show. I knew I wanted to add something else, some variety. I thought, music? Yes, something cool. Rock and roll guitar? No, something cooler. I'll play the trombone. I'm gonna let this photo soak in just for a minute. There is so much wrong here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start with the least obvious, and that's my dummy up in the corner listening to me play the trombone. But now, let's talk about fashion, shall we? How did my mother even let me out of the house? And this wasn't some accident on a Saturday morning where I accidentally threw on the wrong clothes. This was an outfit I wore to school regularly. I don't know why I didn't get beat up on a regular basis. I must have gone to the store and said, "Do you have any pants that don't even go with themselves?" This next photo, you know, my parents were supportive, but every once in a while in a child's life, the parents must step in and say, "Enough is enough." Apparently, my parents did not do this, as is evidenced by this next photo. And by the way, none of these photos have been photoshopped. Everything is legit. Everything's real. I promise you. So that's how sad it is. But this next photograph, I don't remember how it happened. All I know is that we went to the professional portrait studio, and this was the family portrait that hung in our living room this big for years. You know, maybe in a weird part is my parents had family and friends over for parties a lot. And this was hanging right there in plain view, and no one ever said anything. They must have thought, well, the food's good. Let's go to the mentally ill people's house. All right, so that's high school. High school. And time to pick up chicks. It was the late 70s, disco was king. I had my silk shirt, my dummy, and my porn mustache. Now, this next photo I found in a box just recently, you know, and some photos just go without explanation. I don't remember what this was. I don't remember what was going on. I don't know. I don't know. Let's examine this, shall we? I'm standing in my parents' front yard. On the hood of this vehicle is the largest stuffed animal known to man. I don't know how it got it home. I don't know why it was there. I don't know what the hell it is. Also on the hood of the vehicle is R2-D2. My dummy is dressed up like a bad Luke Skywalker knockoff. And I'm wearing a freaking Hawaiian shirt. It's like Tom Selleck jumped out of the closet and went, "Guess what?" The first guy I'd like to introduce to you, I think audiences enjoy because everyone knows someone like this. You know someone like this in your own family or where you work? Please help me welcome my old friend, Walter. Your hair. Looks like you're in a frickin' car wreck. Well, they said it makes me look hip. I think it makes you look homeless. Been in D.C. for 2 days and you're already frickin' homeless. Holy crap. Come on, Walter, do you like being in D.C.? Oh, yeah, there's nothing quite like being mugged in our nation's capital. come on. There's a lot of excitement that goes on here in Washington, D.C. Oh, I know. Yeah, what happens in D.C. stays on YouTube. So you're saying you don't like being in D.C.? Oh, no, I like it. I get screwed on my taxes every year, so it's fun to come visit the source. What'd you do for fun today? I stood in front of the IRS building and just flipped them off. Did you go to the White House? Oh yeah, that's where the most powerful man in the free world lives. Oprah? What's wrong with you tonight? I don't know. I'm just pissed. I don't want to go home. Why not? I think my house is haunted. Why do you think that? My wife is there. I walk in the front door and all I hear is, get out. You guys got another argument on the phone today, didn't you?
Oh, you heard a little bit of that, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hung up on her.
Not good, no.
She called right back and she goes, did you hang up on me? I said, I don't know, it sounds something like this, click.
Did that make her angry?
Oh, I felt a disturbance in the force.
You ever made her that mad when you're standing right in front of her?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, my mother always told me when you're in a jam and don't know what to do, you should think, what would Jesus do? So I tried to turn her into a fish. I stood there going, be gone, Satan! Hello, Shamu! Well, at least Shamu has only one blowhole.